Phoenix Audio presents If Tomorrow Comes, written by Sidney Sheldon, read by Nancy LaScala. Chapter 1. New Orleans, Thursday, February 20th, 11 p.m. She undressed slowly, dreamily, and when she was naked she selected a bright red negligee to wear so that the blood would not show. Doris Whitney looked around the bedroom for the last time to make certain that the pleasant room, grown dear over the past 30 years, was neat and tidy. She opened the drawer of the bedside table and carefully removed the gun. It was shiny black and terrifyingly cold. She placed it next to the telephone and dialed her daughter's number in Philadelphia. She listened to the echo of the distant ringing, and then there was a soft, "Hello?"
"Tracy, I just felt like hearing the sound of your voice, darling."
"What a nice surprise, Mother."
"I hope I didn't wake you up."
"No, I was reading, just getting ready to go to sleep. Charles and I were going out for dinner, but the weather's too nasty. It's snowing hard here."
"What is it doing there?"
"Dear God, we're talking about the weather," Doris Whitney thought, "when there's so much I want to tell her and can't. Mother, are you there?" Doris Whitney stared out the window. "It's raining." And she thought, how melodramatically appropriate, like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
"What's that noise?" Tracy asked.
Thunder. Too deeply wrapped in her thoughts, Doris had not been aware of it.
New Orleans was having a storm. "Continued rain," the weatherman had said. 66 degrees in New Orleans. By evening the rain will be turning to thundershowers. Be sure to carry your umbrellas."
She would not need an umbrella.
"That's thunder, Tracy." She forced a note of cheerfulness into her voice.
"Tell me what's happening in Philadelphia."
"I feel like a princess in a fairy tale, Mother," Tracy said. "I never believed anyone could be..."